An ethanol industry official says a feared EPA split-the-baby approach to its final rule expected next month on the renewable fuel standard could stymie the industry for years or worse. Growth Energy CEO Tom Buess says the ethanol industry fears the EPA is going down the wrong road, away from U.S. energy independence.
The RFS has been working, and there's no reason not to continue with the schedule, in our opinion. Now, what they do is a totally different question. And, you know, I think there's a lot of speculation that they're going to split the baby.
Buess predicts a split-the-baby approach will greatly slow down or kill the nation's move away from petroleum and toward advanced biofuels.
And if you're going to invest in that next generation and make a competitive fuel, you need the certainty that you're going to have access to the marketplace. So, yes, it's devastating.
A National Biodiesel Board survey released last week showed nearly 80% of U.S. biodiesel producers scaled back production this year, almost 60% idled it altogether, and two-thirds cut or expected to cut jobs. Buess charges the oil industry is trying to stem biofuels growth and says that EPA is buying into, quote, big oil's claims.
They're basing it on the blend wall. The blend wall is an artificial wall created by the obligated parties, the oil industry, in keeping higher blends out of the market. And if you base the volumes on that artificial self-made wall, then that's a flawed concept and sets a precedence that would forever keep us capped to whatever oil wants to allow biofuels into the market.
Buess agrees that's not a fair market and EPA must reverse its proposed rule. The oil industry is running an ad campaign against the RFS, arguing the nation lacks the vehicles and pumps needed to use biofuels and exceed blend wall changes biofuel producers counter are bogus and meant to hide big oil's thirst for profits. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgnetWest.com.